Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has won some breathing room. The colorful leader is currently facing not one, but two corruption trials. Still, his supporters in Parliament have passed a law shielding Berlusconi from prosecution while he's in office. Berlusconi's government, on the other hand, is engulfed in revelations of widespread corruption, bribery, and fraud. Regional elections are at the end of the month, and that will be a test of whether or not his government can survive. Here's NPR's Silvia Pagioli.
Last April, the town of L'Aquila was devastated by an earthquake. 11 months later, residents left homeless protested against unfulfilled government promises that the city would be rebuilt. Shame on you, protesters yelled. This is just a stage set for your campaigns. We should kick all those politicians in the behind. Anger was sparked by revelations of widespread fraud in reconstruction contracts awarded by the Civil Protection Agency, graft and alleged sexual favors in exchange for lucrative public works. The probe has zoomed in on Berlusconi's inner circle. But the prime minister described the graft as the work of a few little rascals. Berlusconi, who currently faces two corruption trials of his own, is pushing bills that would sharply curb the judiciary's ability to use wiretaps, which he deplores.
We are already living in a police state. Our phones are tapped, our conversations are leaked to the newspapers. This is a barbaric system.
Another probe, also made possible thanks to wiretaps, exposed a money laundering operation involving two of Italy's major telecom operators. Investigators say the alleged fraud of nearly $3 billion is one of the biggest of its kind in Italian history. The case also involves a senator from Berlusconi's own party, Nicola Di Girolamo, who prosecutors say is directly linked to the Calabrian mafia. He was pressured to resign as senator. Anti-mafia prosecutor Enzo Macri says organized crime no longer lurks behind the scenes, but is now a direct political player.
This is the end of a long march to conquer the heart of state institutions. This shows the mafia holds sway over large portions of territory through control of electoral ballots, control of the economy, and control of politics. The circle is closed.
While Italians were reeling from these new sleaze revelations, another shock came from Italy's High Audit Court that oversees and controls irregularities in public spending. It said corruption cases are soaring, a 229% increase last year over 2008, and one-third of Italians evade taxes. Court President Tullio Lazzaro said corruption is part of our culture and the law is no longer sufficient.
Given the situation, it's unlikely a foreign investor has any reason to invest in our country.
The latest corruption revelations have triggered a national debate on morality in public life. Tens of thousands of people protested in Rome. They said Berlusconi is undermining democracy by trying to avoid his corruption trials. Many wore Berlusconi masks and striped prison uniforms. Demonstrator Giorgio Priori said corruption has stifled the economy.
There are no prospects. A lot of us are starting to go outside Italy to look for a job somewhere in Europe or in America or in Canada. Not here. Here is very difficult.
Lucio Manisco, former European Parliament MP, recalled a previous round of corruption scandals 2 decades ago that wiped out an entire political establishment. But he fears this time many Italians see Berlusconi as an ideal role model.
It is the classical example that people try to imitate because they say if he can do whatever he wants to make money, so why not us? Italy is the most corrupted country in Europe. So there is this feeling of decay of Italian society.
The first major test for Berlusconi's ruling coalition will be regional elections in just 2 weeks. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.